talking.
So let me ask you this, bro. So would you rather? I mean, because I catch you by the band, and I catch you on that sidewalk. Would you rather being close to the band, or do you like that sidewalk when you just?
My sidewalk people, I love y'all. No disrespect, I love y'all. Y'all know I will forever represent y'all on that sidewalk. Y'all be getting it. With that band, mm-hmm. that bass drum, and that cowbell, oh my God.
That's
that
a different feel.
That cowbell, dum, 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 dum,
right
dum,
in
dum,
your ear.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
For real, like the cowbell really gets my feet going. Like, uh-huh. And when people, you know, see me dancing, they see me doing cowbell sounds with my voice. Like, I'd be like, dum, 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 dum.
Okay.
And they always see me snapping because like, I got to catch that beat. It's always this.
All right.
Like, it's always that. You can't miss a beat without.
Well, Jay, I mean, look, I'm sitting up here witnessing this. I mean, you could be a teacher. You could teach the world how to second.
That's what I'm planning on doing. And when I had posted that I want to do that, I was saying I want to do that when I grow up. But people were telling me I could do that now.
You could.
And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you could.
Because people been asking me, it was like, how you do this? Can you teach me how to second? I'm like. Yeah, but like I just don't be too. But now I gotta really be serious on that.
Yeah, yeah.
I see a lot of people doing. So I want to do it.
It's a lot of potential.
Yes,
it's a lot of potential. We definitely gonna talk about this after the interview. Mm-hmm. But you got the world in your hands right now. It's so much that you can do with this talent that you have.
Look, all this talent. When it's time to go home after that second line, boy, the crap in both of my legs, and man, it be a pill. It don't be nowhere there. It be my feet too.
Uh-huh.
When I take off my shoes, my feet be good. My
it's your joints
be cramping up.
Uh-huh.
Y'all don't know the pain. All that talent I do, yeah, it's nice. But when it's time to go home, yeah, I'm in pain.
Yeah, you because you go so hard.
I got to.
Yeah, you go so hard, bro. Every week. I see you, and you're you always at 10. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have 15.
I gotta have positive energy. If you don't have positive energy, then you just have no energy at all, and people will not like you. So even if like you know somebody tell me some stuff I don't want to hear,
You just start dancing. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And walk away while I'm
second
line away, huh?
Yeah. I like that. I like your energy while you're out there. You kind of like, you humble. You don't bother nobody.
I know.
You're just out there dancing.
Right.
And it definitely got my attention. And when I post your videos, bro, they just go viral.
Yeah.
So the whole world, they want to know, who is Jay?
Right.
Who's this kid?
And notice how they don't say fifth wall. I mean, some people, you know all the people in the comments, they know.
The local people
Right, the local
know.
People know.
Yeah.
But outside people, they be like, man, that man cunt.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just my dad. It's me. It's how I carry myself.
I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad that you do not. It's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with doing that, but I just don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because your dad got his own legacy.
Right.
And like my dad had his own legacy. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And at some point, you're going to have to kind of like just mold your own legacy. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing. Now, if you was rapping, that'll be different. So hold up. So you telling me that you rap too?
I can rap.
Oh,
I can rap.
Yes, indeed. That's what's up.
I can rap, but I don't do it.
You don't do it?
I like, you know, if me and my mom in the car, like for that song, Get Out the Way.
Uh-huh.
I made that song. In the car with my dad, I was like, he was making a beat. Because me and my dad, we always was clowning around. Like, he'll make beats and I'll just start rapping. And he'll be like, and when, you know, we was rapping in the car, he was like, Jerron, you just made a whole song and didn't even notice. So that's
how
we made Get Out the Way. And that we was the first ones in City Hall to ever do a music video in City Hall.
Wow.
And that's history. Like,
that is history.
That's history.
Yeah.
And Meg Cantrell, you know, she called me her nephew. Because, like, she's been known since I was young.
Uh-huh.
So when I seen the last show for Sour Stuff, she was like, Jerron. You know,
uh-huh.
We gotta love T.D.
Yeah.
Gotta love him.
That's the city.
It's the city.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
You got a bright future ahead of you, bro. Mm-hmm. And I want to be kind of like, you know, guide you any kind of help that you need, just know that you do have a family among this community. Your mom is doing a wonderful job with you.
Yeah.
You building your own lane, though. Yeah. And how old are you again?
I am 14.
14 years old.
Yes.
Yeah, when I was 14, I was not doing nothing, trying to brand myself. You building your own brand.
My mom was just telling me it's better when you're young.
It is.
It's better when you're young, and when you grow up, everybody know.
Yeah.
See, my mama, she tells me stuff that I need to know. Even though my dad not here, she always give me advice. Like,
that's what's up.
She give me, like, the best advice, and she's been doing that since my dad was alive.
Well, you know something? I mean, look, we always got to tell our mom things sometimes.
Yes.
And it's something that as parents, we know y'all don't listen all the time, right, bro. You at that age.
I mean, sometimes I be wanting to do, like,
yeah.
I mean, even though it's not, like, you know, like, she always going to tell me, she's not going to tell me nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So it's like, sometimes I be letting her know, like, my mom won't get out the house.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting to the age of, but she be like, no, because all these children dying.
Yeah.
My mom good. Like, you know, like.
But your mom is your protector right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got two boys that 23. And I wish they would get out the house. They can't leave the house now, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Look, this whole journey that you're on, enjoy, Jay. Enjoy the ride. That's the main thing. You know, if it don't feel comfortable, just move to the side. But you still got a lot of growing to do. And looking at you right now, I thought you was older than 14. You're doing good, bro.
I grew up around older men, like adults. I grew up around a lot of adults.
That's
like,
what's up.
Everybody knew. Everywhere my daddy went, I was right there. My dad used to have me in clubs.
What?
Every time he'll have a meeting with people, he'll have me in clubs.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You learn it.
If I had to use the bathroom, just before we were saying, all right, come on. I was good.
That's what's up.
I grew up around a lot of adults. Like,
so let me ask you this. What's up with the Nikes, bro? Why you tearing the Nikes up? You got a lot of shoe heads, you know, they call them sneaker heads. You're killing them online, bro. You're scratching the Nikes up. And I know mom bought the Nikes for you, and you just kind of like just skirt, skirt, skirt.
Nikes need to have me in a commercial. I ain't say that. Who said that? Not me. I ain't say that.
That's what's up, bro.
But yeah, I love Nikes. My mama, she loved Nikes too. Like, we it's just like, actually, like, it's literally like, you know, comfortable clothes.
Do they make you dance better? Because you keep them on, dude.
I feel like when I have on the Nike shorts, I can stretch out more.
Okay, that's the black shorts.
The cotton in the pants
is
so stretchable. So it's like I can really do anything. But the don'ts. Man, my black and white dunks will forever be in my heart. I have two pairs of black and white Nike dunks.
Okay.
I have the ones that second line in and the ones that I go somewhere. So if you see me with black and white dunks on, just know they're different.
So they're so comfortable.
Yes.
One parade, dude, you did a split. No, not the split. You kick your leg up and it looked like your knee hit your head.
It did. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I can't even try that.
You got to.
Come on, bro. At this point, you doing stuff that nobody else could do out there, dude.
Chester. Chester.
Who is Chester?
Chester is this man that I really get the hold in the leg from.
Wait, is he from the Ninth Ward? Is a slim guy?
Yeah, he's slim. He got dreads, I think. I don't know where he's from. They call him 5'2", because I think he's from the Fifth Ward.
Okay.
I don't know, but they call him 5'2".
Okay.
The holding the leg up, I really get that from him. Because, like, it's so inspiring. When he do the guitar, I just be like, man, I want to do that like him. So I did it. You know, we all do it together.
All right. So, contrast. I see you uptown, downtown, Ninth Ward. The only place I haven't saw you at, and I don't see too many people, is the West Bank Second Line. That's cool because at the same day that they're parading, that's Dumaine Street Gang. So we'd be kind of like occupied downtown. Do you see a contrast, like a difference in an uptown Second Line compared to a downtown Second Line?
I don't want to start nothing, but I'm going to just say it. I feel like downtowns, I love downtown. I'm from
downtown. You love downtown.
Yeah, downtown, baby.
Downtown, your people.
But y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
What the downtown people did you?
Man,
come on.
Like,
I'm from uptown.
Uptown, baby.
That's my people.
Listen, downtown, man. Y'all gotta do better. y'all cut up. We cut up bad. Like when we cut up, we cut up. But it's like, far as like, they get mad so fast.
Well, I could tell you, downtown is more loyal.
Yeah.
They are, you know, uptown has more second lines than downtown.
In the streets.
Yeah.
More wide.
Yeah.
More wider. I like that. But yeah. Downtown, we don't care. We'll go past the route. If we supposed to go this way, we'll go this way.
Yeah. Y'all do your own thing downtown.
We do.
Yeah. But I saw you cut up. Like I said, it don't matter if you uptown, if you downtown, the Ninth Ward. So the clubs that you're a part of, you're a part of Prince of Wales, correct? Mm-hmm. And that's an uptown club, a real rich in history second line club. How was that when you came out of the door with Prince of Wales?
So I came this year, last year I came out with Ladies of Wales.
It's Lady Wales, okay. Right.
But I was the only boy in that.
Uh-huh.
But it was cool. I liked it. They had me sharp. I liked it. My fan. I liked that fan that they made of me. They had J5 on the fan. I liked it.
So with the fan, with the streamers, have you ever second line like with a full outfit on? Like the old school outfits. You never really. I would like to see you move.
If it ain't hot, I'm hot. If it ain't hot, I'm good. If it's hot, oh yeah, actually. They had me for layers of wear. They had me with a jacket on.
Okay.
For the people that see me come out that door, you know. But I said that when I was inside the bar, I said, I'm taking out this jacket.
You took it off?
Man, when I got out that door. Second line.
Like that.
Man, I just, I don't know. Whatever I say I'm going to do, I do it.
Like, so, obviously, you feel at home when you're at a second line. You don't feel out of place at all. You feel welcome.
Right.
So everybody do, you know, I'll be like, you know, got to show them love.
Yeah.
That's the next generation. I think it's this guy. I think you know exactly who he is. Before I recorded you, he sent me a picture, and he said, this is the future. Now, I started recording TikTok videos for the first second line of the year, and that was Valley of Silent Men. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you was out there or not. I did a video of Scubble, and to me that went viral. I had made a mistake and put eyelashes on Scubble, trying to put filters, and for some reason it went viral with him having the eyelashes on, and I got all kind of DMs and stuff. But at this point, it was going viral. I'm like, I'm not taking it down. Right. You know, Scubble know who he is.
Right.
Even his mama got on there. Was like, that's my boy. My boy don't wear eyelashes. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know of you. Mm. I saw you last year at Jazz Fest, Prince of Wales. I think you had blue on. Mm-hmm. I didn't really recognize the footwork back then, but this guy named not Six Easy. It's this guy who'll be out there with his baby sometime with the stroller. He's from the Sixth Ward. He sent me a picture of y'all two together, and he put under there the future. And I didn't really pay no mind until...
First, my cousin.
That's who it is?
That's my blood cousin.
Yeah. It's like he don't dance as fast as you.
He... My cousin.
That's your cousin?
I love my cousin. My cousin got the best confidence in the world. It don't matter if he ain't the best, he ain't got the best footwork, he think he got the best footwork.
Yeah, that's...
And that's what's important.
Yeah, that's him. You know exactly.
My cousin went through a lot.
Uh-huh.
He lost one of his twin babies.
Uh-huh.
He had got out of jail like a long time ago. But, you know, he been second lining. And I asked my grandma, he been second lining since he was young. He been going to second lines. He's from the Sixth Ward.
Okay.
He been going to second lines since he was young. He been in the culture.
So he definitely, no doubt, he reps the culture hard.
Yeah, my cousin don't care. You could talk about him to the to the ground. That he could dance.
Like. So he got kind of like a second line flow, and also like he do some Indian stuff. Some he'll jump off.
Yeah, he an Indian. He was an Indian.
That's where he get it. So you know exactly what I'm talking to. Now, dude sent me this picture, and I'm going through my DMs, and I'm like, hold up. He actually was trying to tell me about you. Mm-hmm. He was like, this is the future right here. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to recognize, like, yeah, Jay do have that control. Mm-hmm. You got control of the streets right now. Your feet.
Feet in the ground.
I don't know how you could stand in one spot and your feet just be moving 100 miles per hour, dude.
See, a lot of people can't do that. I could do that while I'm sitting down.
That's that new school, bro. I like that.
I get that from Second Line Shorty. Second Line Shorty, she do that too when she going in place.
Sure do.
She going in place with it. I get that from her. But right. I kind of mix it up with my moves too, but I made it get that from her because that inspired me. I like how she did it because it's so smooth. Like, I just like that smooth stuff. Everything I do, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how I do it so smooth, but I just be like.
You be in your own zone.
It's like when I do my kick.
Uh-huh.
I put my feet down slow.
Okay.
Smooth.
Uh-huh.
I can't, you know, I don't do all that wild dancing.
Yeah.
I don't like that. You know, like, I take control. Like, if I'm in a crowd, I know how to swing my arms and not hit nobody.
Yeah.
I know how to do a toe touch and not kick nobody in the face.
Yeah.
I know how to toe touch and put my hands right here and put my legs all the way up here.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. That's so talent. A lot of that ballet stuff and contemporary stuff, I mixed it with Second Line.
So you plan on going this summer too?
Yes.
That's what's up.
And I really want to be on Broadway. It's not, I want to be in the culture too, but you know, that's, I mainly want to be on Broadway.
Okay.
That's like my main focus on if I want to get famous. Even though I already know, but if I want to get real famous, I want to go on Broadway.
You want to be on Broadway?
I want to be the boy version of Debbie Allen, all them other ballet dancers. I won't be like a real dancer. I won't be the dancer that could do anything.
Well, Jay, look, you could do anything that you want to do.
I could do anything.
Exactly. Like, you and if you want it, you work toward it, you could definitely make it happen.
Right.
Yeah, I see that in you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You could. So, what about when you came out with Nine Times?
When I came out with Nine Times. The first show I came out with Nine Times, I was so excited.
You was excited?
It was my first Second Line club I ever been in.
So Nine Times was your number, not Prince of Wales, Nine Times nine was the first Second Line club.
What's my first
So line. Why Nine Times? How did that happen?
Okay, so I was at some downtown Second Line, and Zell, the owner,
okay,
he had seen me Second Line. Mind you, I didn't know how to Second Line. I was just doing anything.
You didn't know you know how to Second Line.
I was second lining, but I didn't know what I was doing. But he seen me, he was like, I want him.
Okay.
So when I came out with Nine Times That Year, it was no, you know, cutting up. It was just having fun.
Yeah.
So second year I came out this year, man, I already knew. Because, you know, the time passed. I've been to every single Second Line. It was in November, Nine Times was in November, so I experienced the Second Line December, January, February, March, April. So when November came, I was prepared.
Yeah.
I was prepared, so.
Yeah, my history with Nine Times, when I photographed Nine Times maybe like 10 years ago, mm-hmm. back then they had to have maybe like 30 members. It was a big club, and it was more like entertainment. Everybody did their own thing. Everybody wasn't the best dancer, mm-hmm. but everybody was moving to their own beat. I really enjoyed Nine Times as a club. Now, it's different now. The music is different.
The whole Second Line culture is different.
And it's cool because it's growing.
Right.
It's growing, and I think that the new generation is taking over. I'm starting to see them, instead of the baggy suits, mm-hmm. starting to have some guys come out with some slim.
Mm-hmm, tights.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all.
I mean, so you can't do the same thing over and over again. Switch it up a little. I feel like the old culture, if they would have never changed, it would have got boring.
Correct.
So now, you know, people just come out there to shake, drink, you know, walk the Second Line.
Yeah.
the main people that's in the second line USC dance. Like, now we have kids. Like, we got kids, even though that been happening, but these kids now,
they're rolling.
We got some footwork.
They're rolling. So who inspired you? I'm keeping you say something about second line shorty. So you get some of your footwork from second line shorty.
Chester. Second line shorty.
Okay.
That's mainly it.
That's it?
Oh, some old men.
Okay.
I'ma say what's his name? I can't think of his name.
You know
Rahul.
You know who he parade with?
Do he parade? He parade with nine times too.
Okay.
Older men. Rahul, second line shorty, Chester.
And who is Chester? Who?
I don't know his real name.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I don't really know him like that, but me and him cool, and we.
So that's somebody that you observe, and you pick, and like Scubble too, you know, just the footwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always learning.
But now I'm starting to, like, do, like, makeup. You know, like, sometimes I do the stand.
Okay.
You know, I do stuff that you do the stand. And then sometimes I do the Josephine Johnny when I'm second line. I just mix all that in second line.
It's all beautiful. It's all beauty.
All of the culture. In second line. And you gotta, it's dancing. So you could do anything. When I tell people, they be like, Jay, I want second line, but I don't know how to second line. I won't dance like you. You don't gotta dance like me. Second line, it's not all about feet. It is, but then it's not. You will see women out there twerking to the beat.
Correct.
You will see old men just snapping.
Yeah.
You know, you will see some women dropping, kicking, you know, doing stuff like that. So it's not all about feet work. I feel like that's the versatile second line. What I do is versatile. I know that.
Okay.
Versatile because I do things that people try to do, they can't. Like, I could do a back roll.
Oh, we see that.
Front roll.
We see that.
Pop up.
Yeah.
Man, I just do things I ain't never know I could do. Like,
I think I just saw maybe 10% what you could do. I'm sure I didn't see everything.
You didn't.
And I try not to focus on you. I'm like, let Jay breathe. You know what I'm saying? It's other people out here that have footwork, you know, and I'm trying to give everybody the opportunity. For some reason, like I said, it always come back to you. You, for some reason, you get by that band, and you just roll. Yeah. I like that, Jay.
Yeah.
So, anything new coming out? Anything you working on?
Don't want to spoil it.
You don't want to spoil it.
Jazz Fest.
So before you talk about Jazz Fest, are you going with any clubs this year? Like, I saw you last year with Prince of Wales. Do you plan on going?
Yes, with Prince of Wales. And I think nine times. I don't know yet.
You don't know for sure?
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got some surprises.
I got a big thing.
Okay.
Be at Jazz Fest every day until you see me. I'm just saying.
You heard that? Jay say he got something big that he's working on. So be at Jazz Fest every day until you see him. That's what's up. Sound like it's going to be some main stage stuff, but...
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, Jay working on something. Jay is brewing. He's brewing that gumbo right now. That's what's up. I like that. You got a large following, bro. Like, a lot of people are pulling for you. They want to see you do great. And you like... Let me ask you this. There's this girl that you always second line with. Is she parade with women of class or is women of... That's who it is?
My best friend, yeah.
I always say that when I see you two guys get together and y'all second line together, I see y'all talking with y'all feet.
Yeah.
Because y'all mouth do not move, but y'all kind of like just communicating with that footwork.
Yes.
She nice with it too.
She is really like, she do majorette and stuff like that, so she also... Mix all that in her second line.
Okay.
So, me and her, we do well together. We do real well together. Because, like, me and her vibe is just, like, we know, we don't even got to literally say anything. If I'm at the second line, I don't know where she at. Uh-huh. She pop up out of nowhere. I turn around, she's second line. I start second line with her. So we know when to drop together. We know when to go on the legs. We know when to stick, kick.
I see that. That's talent. That's talent.
That's my real best friend.
Explain the porch dancing to me.
Porch dancing. Man, when you porch dance, notice how you see people and me put their leg over the railing.
Yeah.
And, you know, jig with it.
Uh-huh.
It's all about, when you get on that porch, everybody that's passing this way, they turn their head this way.
Yeah.
They turn their head that way because they see you up there. So when you up there,
it's your time.
It's not the club day, it's your day.
Because they all focus on you.
Right.
Yeah.
When you on that porch, man, you better cut up. It don't matter if you get on the 1,000th porch. And I do want to talk about that. Porches. I've been on some porches. Well, ladies kicked me off their porch. Ladies,
come on. Hold up. Who kicked you off a porch, Jay? In the city of New Orleans with this deep, rich, beautiful culture. Nobody's not kicking Jay off the porch.
Listen,
if their house is on a second line route.
I understand why they did, because they was like, I don't want my house number on the video. This and that. Okay. They tripping, But you know, you gotta respect people's houses.
That's cool. Yeah, you do.
So I got off, but I had some experiences with porches where ladies was looking through the window and smiling, recording me. I had some people that come out their house and record me on their porch. This and that.
Yeah.
But one lady was like, get off my porch. And she was sitting on in her little chair. You know, they be having chairs.
Yeah.
She was sitting on her chair. I'm second line of right hook. Get off my porch.
What was this? This was uptown or downtown?
Man, I don't even
remember. You don't remember?
But then I had some porches where I took their broom. I took their mop. And I threw it. And one time I hit somebody.
Oh, come on, Jay.
And she got mad at me. So, I had a lot of experience with support.
Yeah.
One time, they had a dog.
Oh, you didn't see the dog?
Oh, my God. It was so much. I just had a lot of experience with support.
So, it's the porch. And it's also...
Cars.
The cars, the bus.
Cars.
So you run ahead of the second line, and you see the bus, and you're like, yeah. I'm going to climb on top of this
you
bus.
You always have to... Go ahead the second line, because when you ahead the second line, you wait for the second. If you with the second line, you just go on the porch, the second line.
It's gone.
You know, notice, yeah. Second line, man, it moves fast.
Correct.
So you got to go way ahead. It don't matter if you have to wait for like an hour.
Look, I love it. This is little guy that parade with, I forgot who he parade with, but I caught him on top of like the phone. Thing right by the Magnolia. You know, little dude was going off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, look, I look at y'all, bro, and I'm like, the culture is in the correct hands right now. Y'all go carry it.
And people say, I don't want to go to the second line because it's dangerous. It could be dangerous.
It could be.
But it's not.
It's not at all.
It could be at stops. But when the second line going... Even if they have a fight, man, the second line better lead them.
Sure, we gone. Yeah.
They still fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. I fell in love with it. So what part of the second line culture did you fall in love with? What do you like the most? Like, is it the band?
I like to see the people dance.
Okay. So you like the dancing?
I like the band too.
Okay.
I mainly like that cowbell. That cowbell.
Do you know how to play a cowbell, Jay?
I do.
You do?
My dad did, too.
Wow.
Man, if you give me a cowbell right now, I'll make the best. But since I don't be having cowbells, I make it with my mouth.
Okay.
Like, you know, some people see me second line, I'll be like, dum 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 dum. See, I make, like, all types of beat. But, like, I love that cowbell. Like, that cowbell, it controls my feet.
Okay.
And when I be by the cowbells, they be even be amazed. They be like, man, what? Come on. Man, it's just so much in the culture. It's just, they're like spirits.
Yeah, that's what it look like.
And
like,
ain't no such thing as, I copied this thing off of, I copied this move off of this person. the whole second line culture does the same thing.
Correct.
We does the same thing. I mean, even some people be trying to do my spits, do my kicks, but I don't get mad.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Be great. Do it. You better do it. Now, I'm going to get mad if you don't do it good. If you represent my move bad, then I'm going to get mad. You better represent it good. Because Second Line J don't do it like that. He do it like this.
You heard what Second Line J just said, huh?
So.
That's what's up, J.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And I was scared to get an Indian. I wanted to get an Indian, but I was like, I'm scared.
You scared?
Because I heard things about like they get, like they sometimes get dangerous, like they like to fight.
So the same thing that goes on in the second line world is the same type of thing goes on in the Indian world. You're going to have to learn the culture first and then move from there.
I got to because yeah. I want to do it, but.
Do you play any brass instruments?
I went to Roots of Music.
Well, so you was in Roots of Music.
When I was about like 10, 9, 8. I went, my first experiences at Roots was, I was very young. I couldn't be in the band because I was too young.
Okay.
But as I got the order, Mr. Ruffin
okay.
let me get in there. And I was backing for it.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I was starting to play. I played cymbals.
Uh-huh.
But I never was in a parade or nothing because my dad, I go, then I don't go.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was on and off. So Mr. Orphan was like, man, you don't know when you want to be in here and when you don't. Because, like, I was on and off. And, yeah. like, I wanted to be a section leader, but I was like, no. But then when I first got my cymbals, I left.
Uh-huh.
So it came up to the decision where my dad was like, you want to stay at band? Or you want to do boxing? Because I was on and off a band. I wanted to do band, but I was on and off. I had so much stuff to do. So my dad was like, you want to do band or boxing? I picked boxing and went back to Roots. So I went boxing. I did boxing for a couple of years. Coach Wap. My Coach Wap still at the shop. Uppercuts in the West Bank. In the West Bank. I was over there, and it was fun. I used to dance there. I used to do all types of stuff. Like, it was fun. Like, it was a good exercise. I loved it. He used to make us run around the I just love block. I just love boxing.
Okay. So, boxing is something that you want to be into?
I love boxing.
That's what I would never picture that.
I love boxing.
That's what's up. Jay. You got a lot going on.
I did so much.
So as of your branding, what's your name on Instagram?
My name on Instagram is SecondLineJ5.
SecondLineJ5 on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Also, are you on TikTok?
Yes, SecondLineJ5.
Same thing? Uh-huh. That's the only two platforms that you're on right yes. now?
I have no other name in common, so I just pick SecondLineJ5.
Okay. And basically what Jay is doing is branding himself right now. He's getting his name, he's getting his brand out there. Jay has a lot of big things in the future. Definitely, if you want to contact Jay, they can contact you via Instagram or TikTok, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Are you working on a website in the future, Jay?
What you mean?
Like your own website, because you deserve it.
I do.
Yeah, you deserve your own website. And look, after this, we definitely go talk about it. Mm-hmm. Something that could kind of like control what you're doing. We also have a shirt that we're going to release that's inspired by the famous split. And I'm kind of like up in the air on what I'm going to call this shirt. Do you have any ideas? Do you have any suggestions? Because it's the split.
The split. The split.
The split that, I'm not going to say pause the second line because you didn't pause it.
Right.
They just walked around you.
They did.
Yeah, that was so neat how people just kind of like just walked over you, Jay. They were like, nah, you could have got trampled.
Right.
Nah, they just walked over Jay like they didn't pay you no mind.
I did hit one lady, but she just walked off.
Yeah, she wasn't paying no mind. Come on, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how you get the suitcase, though? Like, how you get that suitcase in your hand?
One of my cousin first.
He had it first up.
He had it, and then he gave it to me. He always got fans in his hand. How he get it, I don't know.
So, look, the video started with him dancing. I'm recording your cousin with the case in his hand. And for some strange reason, you got the case. And you just go clean off. And when I got home, I looked at the video and I see, man, come on, dude. Let me rewind that. Did he just do a split and got back up with no hands? Now, me physically, I can't split. But if I were able to split, I don't think I'd be able to get back up. Would just pop up like the way you did. Where you get that from? You say you got that from the Debbie Allen School?
And I've been doing that. Okay, so I used to be a real Michael Jackson fan.
So that's some Michael Jackson stuff that you're doing?
I've been doing split since I was young. When I used to hit the Michael Jackson, I used to spin and then hit the split and then come back up. But I used to do, you know how boys be doing the knee. Like they don't stretch out their leg, they do the knee.
Correct.
But when I went to Debbie Allen doing that, she was like, "What is that?"
So Debbie Allen told you that? What
Debbie
is that?
Debbie Allen, she was like, "Don't do that." I mean, I understand it's the boy way, but you gotta do the real split.
You gotta do a split.
So she taught me the left and the right and the middle. Oh my God. You know I'm a boy. That hurt down there.
Yeah.
That hurt down there. Man.
That's a part of dancing, though.
It was like, then I was like, "Miss Allen, I'm a boy. It hurt." She was like, "I don't care. Stretch it out." So she taught me the butterfly, where you put your two bottom feet together and you put your knees up and you bounce. And it stretches out right here.
What?
So when you'll be able to do it split after you do it.
Oh.
It stretches out right here. It's all about right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anybody else from New Orleans was in that class, Debbie Allen. So you was the only.
They used to call me New Orleans.
They call you New Orleans.
But thing is, I do want to talk about it. Okay. not dissing Debbie Allen Dance Academy. But they did not like my accent.
They didn't like New Orleans accent?
They had this lady named Miss McDonald. She was our modern teacher.
Okay.
Modern photographer, I meant. She was like, "Why are you so loud? Don't you ever be quiet?" She was like, "You don't have to be so loud." I'm like, I did get a little upset. I was like, "Ma'am, I'm from New Orleans." She was like, "But you don't gotta be loud."
That's how we roll.
That's how we is.
Yeah, that's because
I was like, "Was that our friend?" Like, I was like, yeah, like. And then I'm like, and do you know we live in a dorm? So it was book quiet. I ain't used to that quietness. So I'm in a dorm showing them that our second line. And I also showed them the video that I went viral on BET. And I showed them that, and I was like, "That's the reason why I'm here." Because Debbie Allen seen me on the BET, and she was like, "I wanted to come."
Wait. Debbie Allen saw you?
She saw me on the BET.
So it wasn't something that you signed up for?
No, I still had to pay.
Yeah, but Debbie Allen saw the talent.
Yeah.
And reached out to you. I didn't know that.
I didn't know nothing about the Debbie Allen Dance Academy. But it just, I don't know, it just popped up. She just came text.
That's what's up. That's opportunity.
Yeah.
See, things like that, I like for you to talk about that, bro. Because that's the type of stuff that's making you right now. That's your foundation. Yeah. You got a different foundation from anybody else out there. I don't know nobody in New Orleans that went to a Debbie Allen dance school. You definitely have the talent to teach. Definitely got the moves, no doubt.
But I noticed after I came from California, my second line switched up. Like before,
it didn't get better.
It did get a little better.
You get a little more versatile.
It got a little better. But it changed. Like even people were saying, it was like, "Why you look like you're not in the mood?" I was so tired, man. They had to pop up right after I got off the plane.
What?
And I wanted to go too because I missed the culture. I was around them rich white people.
Look, we feel that like tomorrow it's gonna be packed. Because we ain't have a second line in, like, what, 2 weeks? So it's the old new sky, old new style, going to be off the chain.
Man, I'm wearing my tank top, my hat, my shorts, my
That's supposed to be the surprise, bro, what you wear.
Oh, my bad.
You know what I'm saying?
My bad, y'all.
It's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
I'm going out there for the heat.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to be hot tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
And go have my bag, my deodorant, samples, money in it. So can't call me stink. And my mama makes sure every time I leave out the house, you put on cologne, she smells me. You didn't? Go put it on now.
That's what's up.
Oh, we ain't going.
Mom doing her job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Jay, look how fast, like how fast this time has passed. It's been over an hour, and we gonna wrap it up in a minute. Uh-huh. I definitely appreciate you spending the time with me, documenting your story, creating your brand. We definitely here for you. Anything, don't feel like you're bothering anybody. We're always open because you're the next generation. I'd rather pass it on to you and watch you grow. Mm-hmm. It's just so beautiful to watch somebody young that's so into the culture, and you're growing. And we, even from last year, the way you was dancing at Jazz Fest, it's a huge difference.
Yeah,
the way it's a huge difference. I see it, and the world want to see it too.
I think it's because Debbie hadn't taught me how to have control, because Miss McDonald, the modern teacher, when I was doing the dance, the photography dance, she was telling me I'm going too fast.
Okay.
She taught me how to slow down and all, like, she taught me how to slow down, control myself.
Okay.
She taught me, like, when I raised up my leg, come back in a slow pace. Don't come back, you know, just slap it down. That's ugly.
Yeah.
So she taught me a lot. And she, I gave her a lot of, I told her about the culture. I told her about us, like, how we suck line. She was like, I never seen that in my life.
A lot of people haven't. But when they see it, they love it.
Yes.
They love everything that goes on in New Orleans.
So, we don't be boring inside.
No, we don't.
Every Sunday, we outside.
We got something to do.
We got something to do. In other states,
it be dry.
Dinner, church.
Yeah, that's it. No. You know something, Jay? In other parishes right next to Orleans.
Yeah.
You can't get what you get
right
in New Orleans.
Right.
Yeah, it's good to live, but we have a good time in New Orleans.
When I was in California, they were saying, do y'all do voodoo?
See?
Man, I looked at them like they were crazy. I'm like, what you think this is, the Princess and the Frog?
Yeah, that's the media. That's the, you know, the movies that got them on that. Yeah. But you know something? You could speak for yourself, Jay.
I could.
Yeah.
And I also went viral. Now I go viral. I went viral on the Debbie Allen page.
You did?
The Debbie Allen Dance Academy page. Yes, I was doing the African. I went viral on that. So everything I do, I just go viral.
It's just the way you move.
And I don't try to.
You don't have to.
I don't.
It's just you.
It's just the way I carry myself.
That's what's up.
The outside pace is.
Keep doing what you do, Jay. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, I call this part of the interview the New Orleans State of Mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to call out two words, and you pick one. You ready? Etouffee or jambalaya?
Mama.
Don't call on mama now.
Ooh, etouffee.
Etouffee or jambalaya, Jay?
Why you had to do this to me?
Everybody go through it.
My brain hurt now.
It hurt? Can't be that bad. Come on, baby. You knew all this. You got to pick one. You at the Jazz Fest booth. They got Etouffee on the menu, and they got jambalaya on the menu. You hungry? Which one you go pick, Jay?
Etouffee. If I'm hungry, Etouffee. Jambalaya, that's just a snack to me.
That's what's up. All right. Okay. Next one, filet or okra gumbo?
Filet. I hate okra gumbo. All
right. That's understandable. Next one, Blue Runner or Camellia Beans? Jay, you gotta spit it out, baby.
It's hard.
It's not that hard, Jay.
Camellia Beans.
There we go. Okay. Now this is way before your time. Maybe mom come through your signal. Okay, all right, you said the river view, a lakefront.
Oh, river view.
All right, all right, all right. Uptown or downtown? Just say, baby.
Downtown.
Downtown, baby.
High school, you go to?
I go to Holy Cross.
You go to Holy Cross. Mm-hmm. Okay. French bread or bun?
French bread. Every time I go to Subway, I get that.
Okay. Shrimp or oyster pull bar?
Shrimp.
Got it. Snowball. I don't even know if you know about frozen cups.
I do.
All right. All right. Which one you prefer?
Frozen cups.
There we go.
I'm going to be honest. Wait. Snowballs ain't taste how I used to. We just going to put that out there. That ice.
It's not the same. I don't
know what they did. No, it's not.
Okay. Crystal or Tabasco hot sauce?
Tabasco.
Okay. Are you a who that? I got to ask, bro. There we go. That says a lot right there. Super Sunday or St. Joseph night?
St. Joseph night, boy. Ain't no second line band. So Super Sunday.
Super Sunday, you need that band in your life. That's what's up. And the last one, and this is the last final one, and this is all New Orleans. I need you to spell Chapatulas.
T-C-H-O-P-U-L-A-S. No, it's longer than that. T-C-H-A. Chop.
All right, all right. We're going to give you one more chance because you're trying.
Okay. T-C-H-O-P. You?
You try, Jay. Nobody gets it, so don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Look, Jay, I appreciate you coming out. I appreciate your mom. You definitely will be highlighted throughout this whole journey that I'm doing, and I want you to be a part of it. You definitely a part of it with that shirt. Don't nobody have their own shirt like you will have your own shirt. So we got a lot of more work to do. You definitely got a lot of more work to do. We want to definitely brand you in a proper way. But I congratulate you. And I'm looking forward to seeing big things out of you, Jay.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Great interview about second line in New Orleans. And this latest generation, he's 15 years old now. He's not 14 anymore. But he's 15. Well, actually, he's around 16 now. 16 years old, second line, J5. Hope you enjoyed that interview.
Thank you.
Taking you on a trip to New Orleans once again. Yes, indeed. VIP ladies and kids, second line, along with the great bands there. Bands from that way, with Stooges and Sporties are brass bands. Yes, indeed. VIP ladies and the kids. That's from a couple weeks ago. Well, last week. Yeah, from last week. Down in New Orleans, taking it back uptown. Hope you enjoyed that one. We've got much more coming up for you on a Sunday here on WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to 1-to-1. Good morning, everybody. This is 1-to-1 for a Sunday.
Can't put your finger
Yeah.